Good evening. This is Herb Ellis welcoming you to The Good Word, featuring Evangeline Baker and Tom Paxton. Tonight marks the 7th in ABC's new series of Games with Words, and seated on our stage are representatives of the cities of Berkeley and Richmond to take part in the competition for the title of Bay Area Spelling Champions, plus $100 in cash. Six cities are entered in the battle: San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda, Richmond, and Burlingame. And the competition is hot and heavy.
Tonight, I'm on the side of the Venture Club representing the city of Richmond.
And I'm working right along with the Theta Sigma Phi Women's Society representing the city of Berkeley.
And the voices you just heard were those of our two moderator coaches, Evangeline Baker and Tom Paxton.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you very much, Herb Ellis, and thank you, mother and father, in the audience tonight. Well, what's the good word for tonight, Evangeline?
Well, Tommy, tonight, for the first time, we have two women's clubs pitted against each other. But that's what the schedule calls for, you know, so I'm just hoping that there'll be no hair pulling.
Me too, Evangeline, because, you know, I hope all the men's teams in our spelling league will certainly forgive me for turning traitor this evening and rooting for a women's club, but, you know, one of us has to root for Berkeley.
And your Berkeley team is going to require quite a lot of rooting, because I think the figures will show that your team has lost both of their previous matches so far.
Wait a minute. Are you bragging there, kid? I seem to remember that your Richmond team has tied once and lost once. That ought to make this just about a pretty even match.
Yes, but at least both teams are in there fighting for the honor of their fair city, and for the title of Bay Area Spelling Champions plus the cash prize. Glad I didn't have to spell that. So suppose we kind of get the battle going with the first good word.
All right, Evangeline, here's our first good lady for tonight. Will you stand up, please? She is
Mrs. Lewis Ball.
Mrs. Lewis Ball, or what is your first name, Mrs. Ball?
Louise.
Louise, good. I thought I had Louise written down there, you know. This is your second or third time on our program?
This is my third time.
Welcome back again. You're a housewife?
Yes.
Have two children. Boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
One is 5 and the other is 7.
No, 3.
They're both 3.
No, one is 5 and one is 3.
You have 3 children?
We're
not getting any place here. All right.
We'll
give you your first good word for tonight, Mrs. Ball. But first of all, let me explain to you that you can win 2 points on each word. We award 1 point for the correct spelling, 1 point for the correct definition. And now here is your first good word. It's carousel. First of all, the spelling.
The spelling of carousel is C-A-R-O-U-S-E-L.
And that just won you 1 point. Can you give me the correct definition for another point?
Yes, it came into popular notice with the show in New York. It means a gay time.
That's not quite correct. Can you clarify a little
bit? Well,
what
a carousel merry-ground.
You're not going in circles there. You just won 2 points out of a possible 3 points. Congratulations, Mrs. Ball. And now here's Evangeline Baker with her first good word for my women's team over there. For my women's team over there.
You see, Tommy, you have so many pretty girls around here tonight, you are confused, aren't you?
I'm having a lot of fun, too.
Say, I wish this was a fashion show. I wish everybody could see our lovely little contestant for the Richmond Venture Club tonight. It's Miss Joy Duffel, and she's just a picture. I'd love to do a little fashion review here with a beautiful suit with the fancy buttons and the lovely hat and everything. But welcome to the good word, Joy. This is your first appearance.
Yes, it is, Evangeline.
And what do you do? What's that job of yours?
I'm a secretary.
Mm-hmm. And that means
you know a million of them.
Well, that means you know a lot of good words. Who do you work for, Joy?
First telephone company.
And you have to take dictation, do you?
Yes.
Does the boss ever spell out the words for you?
Well, he used to.
I see. Then he discovered that you know so many of them he doesn't have to anymore, right?
Well, we used to differ occasionally, and then good old Noah Webster came in to the rescue.
Well, then I'm sure that you are prepared for your first good word, which is coagulate.
C-O-A-G-U-L-A-T-E.
All right. And now the definition of the word coagulate.
Means to clot.
That's it. To clot into jelly and to thicken, to curdle, so on. Very good, Joy. 2 points.
Thank you very much, Evan. You say she's a secretary.
Uh-huh.
You come around after the program. I got a little dictating I want to do here. Hello there. Here's our second lady on the team representing Berkeley tonight. She is...
Irene Bradfield.
Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Any men in mind?
Well, now that's
embarrassing. Come on. Tell me the truth.
Well, there's... I can't talk about it over the air very well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. You are a student... at a secretarial school, is that right?
That's right.
Studying to be a secretary.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's sit down here and let me give you your first good word for tonight.
Tommy, no.
Yeah, you got it right up on my lap here. That's
the way it's going to be.
That's the way we're going to do it. Your first good word for tonight is limousine.
I should know that. That's what for a secretary.
Uh-huh. Am I flustering you here?
Yes, a little.
Good.
L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N-L-I-M-I-N
Oh,
Okay, well, I'll give it to you once again. Limousine.
Limousine. Limousine.
I'm sorry if it's incorrect. It's Limousine.
Oh, dear.
But you can save a point here by telling me exactly
what
it is.
Oh, well, that's easy. it's a car of luxurious.
You're absolutely right. We've got 1 point out of a possible two. Limousine is a motor car. Okay, Evangeline Baker again.
All right. Our next contestant from the Richmond Venture Club is an old friend of ours because it's June Hampton again. Say, June, you're an old time at radio now, aren't you?
Three times.
You want to tell everybody again that job of yours?
Oh, I'm secretary to the director of the child care centers. I'm on a little leave right now, though.
Is this a vacation?
Well, rather. I'm having a good time with my family.
I see. Say, listen, June, I'd like to know, what about that orchid you wore home from the...
I didn't do anything with it, Evangeline. It just wilted in about a week.
Oh, but it lasted.
I'm sorry.
A week.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to tell you something very, very important because we thought that perhaps just for a little change of gift tonight, I have something awfully special from you from that famous house of Davenport, the most beautiful, secretaries. You know what a secretary is?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have a little surprise, so don't you miss a word.
Oh. Dilemma. Dilemma. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
That's right.
M-M-A.
That's right.
State of confusion.
Yes, well, I think that's good enough. A perplexing situation. Shall we accept that or shall we elaborate just a little bit more? State of confusion.
State of confusion. Well, dilemma. When one is in a dilemma, they don't know quite what to do. They're a little mixed up. Well?
A perplexing.
I'll get that one.
You mean to say you were in a dilemma there for a moment? A perplexing predicament, I must say. Tommy,
Amen.
See if you can get yourself into
one. Okay, thank you very much, Evangeline. Now here's our third lady standing up. She is Miss Agnes Larson, right?
That's right.
I have a very good memory, you know, here, Agnes. You know, Evangeline mentioned she had some secretaries from Davignon. We have for you, after the program, some very nice French perfume from Amy Bouquet of France. Would you like that?
Oh, that'd be lovely,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's going to smell real sweet here.
Oh, sure.
You are the secretary in the real estate office.
That's correct.
Where?
In Berkeley.
In Berkeley. You're representing tonight?
It's the National or International Women's Journalistic Honor Society.
In other words, you all have journalistic degrees from college and universities, right?
That's right.
Okay, fine. And also you're representing the city of Berkeley, Miss Larson, and here's your first good word. First of all, the spelling of the word prophylaxis.
Prophylaxis. P-R-O-P-H-Y-L-A-X-I-S.
You just won yourself 1 point there. I don't know how in the world you did it. Your husband down here in the audience?
No, I have no husband.
There's a man down here who's very vigorously applauding for you. I thought maybe there was a little kinship there.
Well, he's the gentleman that brought me over.
That's all. Okay, can you give me the definition of the word prophylaxis now for another point?
Well, I think it refers to cleanliness or keeping clean or germ-free or...
Preventative... treatment for disease?
Well, in other words, to prevent germs or cleanliness so that disease won't prevail.
I think we can give you 2 points on that. Thank you very much, Mrs. Larson. That gives her 2 points out of a possible 2 points, and here's Evangeline Baker with her third good word for tonight.
All right, and here's another very beautiful young lady, and I think his name is kind of familiar. Do you want to tell us your name?
Novadine Duffel.
Novadine. I'll bet you've had lots of experiences with that first name, haven't you?
Yes.
What's your nickname?
Duffy.
Well, I think that's a cute little name, too. And where do you work, Novadine?
At Sylvan Cohen Displays.
And what type of work do you do?
Well, I'm assistant bookkeeper and stenographer and handyman and...
And you have to know all the good words.
Well, you're supposed to.
Say, tell me about your hobbies, about any sports you were engaged in.
Oh, I play a little tennis.
And how about that contest you won not long ago?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on, tell us about it. Don't be modest.
Oh, contest.
About the essay contest?
Oh, that was quite some time
ago. Oh, my goodness. You're just a little fussed because it's the first time you're representing the Venture Club here. But I'll tell you, we'll give you your good word and then you can just relax because there's nothing to it. Your word is dilettante.
Dilettante.
Don't worry, honey. I don't know how to spell it either.
It sounds kind of fancy.
Oh, it's just the way it sounds.
D-I-L-I-T-A-N-T, dilettante?
No, that isn't just exactly the way it sounds. It's D-I-L-E-T-T-A-N-T-E. Now, do you know what
it
dilettante means? Dilettante.
Hmm.
Good word, isn't it?
Dilettante.
Hmm. It's,
Don't. 5 seconds, then I'd love to help you because you're my team tonight.
Does it mean slowly?
No.
Really, darling?
A superficial amateur, a dabbler in art manners.
Oh,
relax. Next one will be easy.
Okay, Evangeline, now here we go with our fourth good word for tonight, and we bring up next in a pretty red coat and a little sort of a beanie. Is that what you call it?
I suppose so.
Uh-huh. You are Mrs. or Miss?
Mrs.
Who?
D. Prime.
Hello, D.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you, Tom?
Good. Have a very vigorous weekend?
Quite. I spent it in bed with the cold.
Oh, you did. Gee, that's too
Shall
bad.
Shall I cough?
Not the cold, no. Oh. Not tonight, please. Where do you work, D?
KTIM in San Rafael. It's a radio station.
Yes, I know. This is KGO 810 ABC in San Francisco. You are representing also Theta Sigma Phi, and what city?
Berkeley.
You're not going to let them down tonight?
I hope not.
I hope not, too, because you are my team, and here's your first good word for tonight. It's procedure. First of all, the spelling?
P-R-O-C-E-D-U-R-E.
Gives you 1 point. Now the definition?
A method to follow in order to do something.
A manner of acting, a course of action, a practice of correction. But of all those that have done their ways, but that's close enough. Now, Evangeline, have another good word over there?
Certainly have, Tommy. And a mighty pretty little lady, too. Come on now, relax. Are you nervous? Well, let's just start with something easy. I don't think anybody's listening anyway. Tell us your name, first of all.
Mrs. Eleanor Cazaza.
Cazaza, that is quite... turn around here so everybody can see you. I'm covering up all the pretty girls. Now, can everybody see you in the whole audience? I think they can.
Tommy.
I know it was Tommy there who wanted a better view. Eleanor Cazaza. You probably have lots of fun with that name, too.
Yes, it's my married name.
I see. You know, one of the girls told me that you're the cutest girl in the whole venture club.
No, I'm not.
You're really not that cute?
Oh, no.
I'm the cutest announcer in radio, too.
Oh, no.
Let's have a little competition here. Say, what about that job of yours? It's quite an impressive one, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I've been told that you're a legal stenographer and you work for Senator DeLapp, right?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I know how to spell.
Do you have any dictionaries in the office?
5.
Mm-hmm. What about that book you're sitting on?
Well... they thought maybe it might help me.
Say, listen, everybody haul away that book because it looks like a dictionary to me. You could even slip one out of the office tonight and they didn't miss it, huh? Did you study all afternoon?
Yes. Say, no, I don't know how to spell.
Now, listen, Ellen, you just relax and spell this word and then you can relax for a long time. Simultaneous.
S-I-M-U-L-T-A-N-E-O-U-S.
See how easy it was? You got it right. Now take a deep breath and tell me what simultaneous means.
Does it mean to go one after the other? You know,
what would you mean, like a chain gang?
Well, no, but one follows the other. Is that what simultaneous?
Simultaneous. Now think. 5 seconds, simultaneous.
Together, the same.
That isn't exactly one after the other, is it? It's occurring or done or existing at the same time.
Oh,
Tommy, I worked harder than she did on that one.
Isn't that the truth, honey? Let's see who our next lady is now. Standing up, she is Miss...
Catherine Thanas.
T-H-A-N-A-S.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'm assistant editor for the California Monthly. This is the Alumni Association publication.
Do you like to hold the microphone? You're doing more talking than I am tonight.
I'd love to.
Oh, good. You're a Theta Sigma Phi member.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have a journalistic degree.
That's right.
What kind of grades did you make in spelling?
They didn't ask us to spell. We just had to write, see.
Sometimes I've read newspapers and I believe that, too. Believe it. Okay, here's your first good word for tonight. It happens to be... don't mind
yeah.
the arm. I'm just hiding the script. It has the words in it. It happens to be inadequacy.
Inadequacy. I-N-A-D-E-Q-U-A-C-Y.
Absolutely right, for 1 point. That's right. Is he your father?
Thanks, team.
Okay, and now the correct definition for another point.
Inadequacy is not being capable of doing something.
Unsuitable to the case or occasion is close enough. Thank you. You 2 points out of a possible 2 points. Evangeline Baker has good word number 5 for her
I
team.
I do, and what another pretty girl. My goodness, I think you picked your girl for your beauty tonight. In fact, the whole stage is decorated with just a bevy of lovely ladies. Now, will you introduce yourself to our audience?
My name is Arwen Willard.
You sure it's Willard?
Willard.
How long has it been Willard?
2 weeks last Sunday.
Oh, just the bride. And say, where's your husband tonight?
He's at home, I hope.
Do you think he's listening?
I think so.
And how about that job of yours?
Well, I work for the California Research Corporation in Richmond.
Well, I'm going to get right on with the words. I'd love to visit about all of the experiences you probably had as a new bride. Lots of kidding with the girls in the Thorn Home.
Yes,
But we'll let you relax a little now. Your word is addendum.
Addendum. A-D-E-D-U-M.
Nope. That's wrong. It's A-D-D-E-N-D-U-M. Know what addendum means?
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't.
You can't even take a chance. Now the cuckoo sounded, huh? 5 seconds? No? Addendum? A thing added or a thing to be added to. I'll bet you'll never forget that word.
And there's the chime signaling the end of round one of the Good Word in tonight's competition between Richmond and Berkeley in the Bay Area Spelling Championships. And now, while the judges are figuring up the score to this point, here are the standings of the three top teams in our six-team league as of this date. In third place, with one win and one tie, represented by the E-Bell Club, the City of Oakland. In second place, with one win and two ties, represented by the Lions Club, the City of Burlingame. And in first place, represented by the Press Club, undefeated in three matches, the City of San Francisco.
And what's the score of tonight's match to this point, Herb Ellis?
Well, Tom, to this point, Richmond, 6, Berkeley, 9.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, then. In the meantime, here's a good word to my gals of Theta Sigma Phi of Berkeley. Get going. I mean, we're ahead, but let's stay it. After all, you know, you are members of an international journalistic society, and you should outspell these venturesses.
If you ladies of the Richmond Venture Club heard any strange noises a moment ago, don't let it throw you at all, because that's just Tommy Paxton wagging his chin. Now, the words come tougher and faster in this round, and don't forget, Richmond team, that your fair city and I are counting on you to spell your way to victory tonight.
And here's the first good word of round two. The lady standing up, she is Mrs. Louise Ball, the housewife with two children, representing Theta Sigma Phi of Berkeley. And your second good word for tonight, Louise, is arraignment. The spelling first. Arraignment.
Arraignment. A-R-R-A-I-G-N-M-E-N-T.
That gives you 1 point. That's very good. Can you give me the definition?
It is a legal term which has to do with the bringing of a prisoner to trial, and arraignment means bringing him for trial before a judge and jury.
That's right. The act of calling into court to answer a charge, an accusation or a summons, all falls under arraignment. 2 points out of a possible two for you, Mrs. Ball. And now Evangeline Baker with another good word.
All right, we're back to Miss Joe Duffel. Joy, rather. That's
my
an awfully pretty
Joe.
Name. Oh, really? A twin brother?
No.
Well, I think they're very pretty names. Well, Joy, your word is unequivocally. A good word,
U-N-E-Q-U-I-V-O-C-A-L-O-Y.
That's right. And what does unequivocally mean?
Without argument.
Without reservation, plainly, distinctly. Right.
All right, our next lady over here is Miss Irene Bradfield, the student at the Secretarial School, also representing the City of Berkeley tonight. Your next good word is hygiene. Irene?
Hygiene. H-Y-G-I-E-N-E.
Gives you 1 point. Can you get another point?
It's health or cleanliness or...
What specifically is hygiene? It is
the study of sanitation, health, and cleanliness.
That's right. Sanitary science, branch of medical science, treating the preservation of health. 2 points out of two for Miss Irene Bradfield, and now Vanny Baker again.
All right, and come on, June, now. You completely relax. You've known everybody's word up to this point, haven't you?
No.
Haven't you? I heard you
Not
spelling.
Not our ones.
Heard you spelling along there silently to yourself?
Yes. Hard ones we're getting.
Well, I've picked a nice easy one for you this time. Inaccessibility.
Inaccessibility.
That's easy.
I-N-A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y.
See, I promised you an easy one. You got it just right. What does inaccessibility mean?
I can't be claiming
my Oh, yes, you can. Now think. Think hard.
No,
of course you can get that Webster's dictionary out.
Inaccessibility. Access.
All you have to do is think, June.
Well, gee, kid.
5 seconds there, kid.
Uh-huh. Just five. Inaccessibility, think. Accessibility? Inaccessibility?
Access. To have contact with.
Oh, inaccessibility means unapproachable, unattainable, inability to reach or get to, you see.
Okay, now who did we leave off with over here? I believe Miss Agnes Larson is our next lady. representing Theta Sigma Phi, the Women's International Journalistic Society. You're the secretary in the real estate office, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, your next word is rendezvous. First of all, what's spelling?
R-E-N-D-E-V-O-U-S.
Uh-oh. Sorry, that's wrong. R-E-N-D-E-Z-V-O-U-S. You left out a Z there.
Yes.
You can retain 1 point out of the two, though, by giving me the correct definition, Agnes.
Well, it's an agreed meeting, mostly secret.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. It doesn't necessarily have to be secret, but it's to assemble at a given place by appointment or a place of meeting.
All right, and now we're back to the other little Miss Duffel, the one whose name is Nova Dean. And Nova Dean, your word is adolescence.
A-D-O-L-E-S.
She's spelling, writing on her hand.
Where did you leave off?
A-D-O-L-E-S-E-N-C-E.
That's right. It works better when you write it in the air.
I can't spell out loud. I have to run.
Well, now you know what adolescence means. Will you define it for us?
It is the age between youth and maturity.
Right. The period from childhood to manhood. 2 points for Richmond. All right, Tommy.
All right. Here's our next lady over here, Mrs. D. Prine, with radio station time in San Rafael. Yes, sir. You're representing the city of Berkeley tonight, and for you, Mrs. Prine, we have a good word called genealogy.
Genealogy. G-E-N-E-A-L-O-G-Y.
Yeah, I thought you were going to finish it there for a second. All right, and what does genealogy mean for another point?
Genealogy is the family tree, a tracing of one's inheritance or heritage.
That's right. Record of ancestral descent. For the science of pedigree, whichever you like. E. Baker over there with another good word.
All right, we're back to Eleanor Cazaza in the beautiful gold suit tonight. Now, Eleanor, you having fun?
Yes.
Are you glad you came?
No.
We'll make you glad now because you're just going to chalk up 2 more points for Richmond. Your word is fulsome.
Fulsome?
Mm-hmm.
Fulsome prison?
No, no, not that time. That's a good word, too, isn't it?
Fulsome. Well, I'll make a stab at it, but I don't know what it means. F-U-L. S-U-M.
No. It's F-U-L-S-O-M-E.
I've never heard of it, and I don't know how to define it.
Well, I'll tell you now. Now, you see, June knows all the coaching years in that office. We can't take turns. Well, fulsome means coarse, lustful, wanton, indelicate. It's no wonder that such a beautiful girl has never had occasion to use the word, Tommy.
Not the
you.
Truth. Oh, my goodness. Well, here's our next good lady, Miss Catherine Thanis. Thanis or Thanis?
Thanis.
Thanis, the assistant editor of the California Monthly. And, Catherine, your next good word is effervesce.
Effervesce. E-F-F-E-R-V-E-S-C-E.
Absolutely right. For 1 point, what does it mean?
It means to bubble, be joyous, be
to
happy.
Bubble up, give up bubbles of gas, give way to irrepressible feeling. Absolutely right. 2 points out of two. Let's see what your next gal does over there, Fanny.
And here we have our lovely little bride, Mrs. Willard. Are you used to that sound yet?
Not yet.
You will be. Your good word is raucous.
Raucous. R-O-C-K-U-S?
No, it's R-A-U-C-O-U-S. But you surely know what raucous means.
Does it mean a bedlam, confusion?
It's related to that, but can you make it a little more specific? I'm trying to help you.
Like a mob scene or a crowd.
They might be raucous, but
bedlam or in a state of confusion?
That isn't quite correct. It's rough in sound, or hoarse or harsh. Raucous voice, like Tom Paxton.
And there go the chimes, ending round two in this hot and heavy competition between the cities of Berkeley and Richmond in the Bay Area Spelling Championships. The score at the end of 20 good words is the Venture Club representing the city of Richmond, 11 points. The Theta Sigma Phi representing the city of Berkeley, 18 points.
And now comes our final round of good words, which can either make the trailer or break the leader. Now, this is called our catch-as-catch-can round. And, Tom, how about explaining it to our fellas?
I not sure will, Evangeline. Ladies, in this round, if the word is spelled correctly, 1 point is added to the team's score. If it is defined correctly, your team wins 2 points. In other words, that's what we've been doing since we've been on the air in the last 25 minutes. If you get the good word half right and half wrong, you break even, 1 point canceling out the other. But, and here's the catch, if you miss both the spelling and the definition, 2 points are deducted from your total team score.
And any member of either team, you know, can take a try at these words. So as soon as we give the good word, if you think you know it, stand up. And the first one up gets to try it. So let's go, Tom.
All right, we've got a lady up here already, just about. Oh, my goodness. I want to establish one fast thing here. Mrs. Louise Ball told me that they are in last place, but tonight, since we are competing them with a woman's team, they're doing all right for themselves.
We're going to win.
All right, fine. Now we'll go over for the first good word, and it happens to be acquiescent.
All right, Joy Duffel.
Acquiescent.
What does it mean?
To say yes. To be agreeable.
Good shot that you concur, Sandy. Step right. 2 points.
You
oh, my word, isn't it? I'm so excited here. I forgot to give it to you. The word is proselyte.
Here's another lady over up here. It's Louise Ball. We finally got around to you, didn't
That's
we?
That's right.
How do we spell it?
We spell it proselyte.
Right.
And it means to urge or to, to urge someone to do something or to join a faith or a religion that you do.
That gives you 2 points. Congratulations. Now, ladies, stand by because here comes another catch-as-catch-can round. Word. The word is titillate. Here's our first lady up over here. It's Mrs. Louise Ball again. Do you really know this or do you just...
Well, I think I do.
All right. What is it?
Titillate.
Stop tittering and give me the word.
T-I-T-I-L-L-A-T-E.
That gives you another
point. And it means to raise to a fever of excitement or to, it doesn't mean laughter. It means to,
I think that's close enough. It means to cause a tickling sensation, to excite a pleasurable sensation. All right,
right,
Evangeline.
The next good word is altruistic.
Joy. Yeah, ooh, we got our whole team up over here.
Oh, look at the whole team.
Wait a minute. What is it again?
Altruistic. Take your time. Relax.
A-L-T-R-U-I-S-T-I-C. You got me all confused.
Oh, no. Just relax and tell us what it means. Did you spell it right?
Pure. Isn't it?
That's it, but just elaborate a little more. Altruistic. Devotion to interests of others or opposed to egoism.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hold it. There's the bell signaling the end of tonight's competition.
All right, Tom. Right you are. And while the final score is being prepared, I'd like to remind our listeners in all Bay Area cities that the second leg or second 10 weeks of competition in our spelling championships is open to other clubs and cities. If you'd like to enter your club in the competition, write the good word KGO San Francisco for particulars. And now, the final score of tonight's battle between Berkeley and Richmond is being handed to me, and here it is. The Theta Signify International Journalistic Society, representing the city of Berkeley, 22 points. The Venture Club, representing the city of Richmond, 13 points. The winner, the good city of Berkeley.
Be on hand with another battle of brains when the ladies of the city of Oakland meet the men of the city of Alameda.
Well, that sounds like a mighty swell battle, Evangeline, because those teams are really evenly matched. But right now, I have a little token for this grand team of mine. For each member, a bottle of Courvoisier French cologne with a purse-sized flacon of French perfume, both with the compliments of M.A. Bouquet of France.
And I'm not to be outdone, Tommy, because for every member of my team, I have a custom-designed, handmade secretarial wallet by Davignot, famous for quality in leather goods, and my thanks to every one of you girls.
Be listening for the good word next Wednesday evening when Alameda tangles with Oakland in the run for the Bay Area Spelling Championships plus $100 in cash. If you'd like to be with us in person to root for your club, sex, or city, write to Good Word KGO San Francisco, and tickets will be mailed to you. And now, until next week...
This is Evangeline Baker saying good luck.
And Tom Paxton saying good health.
And Herb Ellis saying good night for the good word. The Good Word is produced by Hap Kaufman. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
The following is a closed-circuit broadcast for ABC stations only. Engineers monitoring this line, please check your circuits to make sure this does not go on the air. Now, here is Walt Lawner with today's business. Walt?
Thank you, Dresser, and good afternoon. We have some very special guests with us today in this closed-circuit studio and others listening at ABC Pacific Coast stations. I will now turn the microphone over to Jack O'Meara, Western Division Sales Promotion Manager, who will introduce our guests. Go ahead, Jack.
Thank you, Walt. On behalf of all of us at ABC in Hollywood, welcome to the Moda Day store managers and representatives gathered within ABC stations up and down the coast. We know you'll enjoy meeting and knowing your ABC station manager. He's one of the finest fellas in radio, take it from us. And we hope you'll enjoy attending this new kind of sales meeting. All you station people know that for the past several years, ABC has been the most popular network mornings on the coast. But now the time has come for ABC to invade and conquer the afternoon, so that before long, your network and your station can rightfully claim the number one spot all day long. With the advent of Art Linkletter and his GE house party to ABC next Monday, that invasion is a reality. The battle is on. Of course, the idea of battling for audience won't be anything new to that seasoned old veteran surprise package, because this show has been fighting the battle for years and winning it with only occasional help. That's what we're here to change. Because now, one of the first things that all of us can do in this battle of the afternoon is to get the advance guard.